Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and I am pumped, excited. I have so much to share. This conversation is going to last us a decade. Oh, my goodness. Little by little, precept upon precept, we believe that you are going to be encouraged, that you're going to begin to see the light of hope again, and it's not as complicated as religious made it out to be, and it's not as frivolous as the rebellious has made it out to be. Yes, you're listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me is the producer of VFN Radio program, Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And the one and only, the jokester, with all the humor and the excitement that just quickens us to our core. And we laugh hours after the program. Yes, he's not with us today, but we have John Ramos.
Hello.
I'm going to shout out to all of our listeners out there, Joanne in New York. Good morning to you. And you're on our heart and in our prayers. Regina, Houston, you go, girl. Shout out down to Lakeland. Kevin, we're praying for you, man. Be strong. Brianna, how many months you got? Give a shout out to Mile High Stadium up there in Denver. The Frontier line out there. The Frontier's on the front line. Swing over to the East Coast. Almost the East Coast. A little bit left of the East Coast. Pittsburgh. The Three River City. Give a shout out to Steve. And Enterprise. All those in Enterprise in Pittsburgh. We hear a lot of good things about you. We're going to be talking about the Boy Scouts and what they're voting on tomorrow. We're going to be talking also about some very detailed things about executive orders that the president's making and what that actually means. We're going to be talking about the Sermon on the Mount. You know, how does that apply to our life? And this blessed are those and the rewards that come with it. We're going to be also playing a particular report by George Barna, the CBN News reports. It's really just kind of shocks us. About 72% of Protestants feel one way, but 32% of Americans feel another way about what's happening with God in America. Mindsets, little humor moment as we continue to talk about Pat and the Sons of Thunder and so much more. You're listening to VFN Radio. I am your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Here we are. It is Tuesday. And it's so exciting to be on the radio today. I want to give a shout out to all of our listeners that are listening in all the different ways to hear us now. I can't even keep up with all the it's just amazing. We're reading off the countries. The countries are listening. To those in Okinawa, I guess it's Konnichiwa, maybe? Konnichiwa?
Yeah, sounds all right.
You know?
Sounds all right.
sounds all right to me, Bubba. What'd you think? It sounds good.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. Jeet, no Jew, you want to?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, my goodness, I really enjoyed your program yesterday. It was just really good. I got a chance to listen to it, you know, and you were talking about the reason why people are sick or have to go to the doctor is because they're doing something wrong, y'all said. And I'm thinking, man, I'm on a doctor's appointment. I was feeling so bad, man. Like, Lord, what did I do? What did I do? John said, because I went to the doctor, man, I did something wrong or something. What were y'all talking, man? What was up with that?
Talking about tips to prevent the flu.
They were talking about Matthew chapter 6. You were saying, worry, don't worry about anything.
Oh, don't worry. That's right. Don't
and I'm thinking,
worry.
I must be worrying about something. I'm going to see my doctor. I don't know what it is. You know, I'm thinking, oh, Lord, forgive me. I've worried. You know, forgive me. And I'm thinking, oh, so if you went to the doctor yesterday, I was with you in that. And we were just feeling kind of, you know, convicted or condemned. I'm not sure.
Oh, no.
So is every time somebody's sick in their body or something, does that mean they worried? He's like, I got to go back and listen to this. I got to listen to this segment. No comment. Oh, there's no comment. He's like, could you read back the transcript for me, Your Honor? No. Well, here we are. It is Tuesday. So many things are happening. We always talk about, you know, what's in the news? God's news behind the news. Not enough to know the news, but you need to know what to do with the news you know.
Mm-hmm.
And CBN News reports that tomorrow, which will be February the 6th, that the Boy Scouts of America will be voting on whether or not that they want to be able to lift the, I guess there's a gay ban in the Boy Scouts, which I guess means openly serving as gay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's a lot of people that were in Boy Scouts that have been in Boy Scouts.
Right.
But the thing about it is that since they vote tomorrow, the reason why we're talking about this is we can pray for that meeting.
Yeah.
We can pray that they would hear from God. You know, the Boy Scouts of America is a private organization. It's not a nonprofit. It's not a corporation. It's not a government entity. They're private. They can do whatever they want to do. Mm-hmm. And but they're making it seem almost like a congressional thing or some sort of judiciary thing. And it's like, you know, it's what they can do privately. But it's a huge question. And the question really more so from the Boy Scouts is, and we apologize to the Boy Scouts, is actually the church issue that's came your way. It's the church that we haven't made up our mind what God wants. And we've been lifting all kinds of expectations of God, saying that's not a God's expectation for us anymore. And now it's made it all the way out to the Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not, they're a byproduct. The issue they're facing is a byproduct of us, the church, not deciding what we're going to do with what God says. And when we find out what God expects from us, and if we're moving outside of that, which all of us have, we just repent. We just say, God, I see. That's all he wants. You understand? God is so good. This is all God wants. This is all he wants is for you to acknowledge the fact that you've sinned, that it's wrong. It's outside of his will. And then he wants you to forgive him. And hopefully we get a chance to talk about, you know, blessed are those who mourn, which means, you know, that you're broken over your sin. And he says, and they'll be comforted. And so not only does he want us to say, you're right, God, I'm wrong. What we were doing was wrong. Forgive us. Forgive me. But because we do that with the right heart, he'll even comfort us on our broken journey back to him. Isn't that wild? Isn't that cool?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're hopefully going to talk about that today. And then we all begin to walk. We can't point our fingers at anybody because we're all sinners. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. And we've really been a big mess for a long time. Maybe if we wouldn't walk in, you know, consecutively for some time. The standard is not any denomination, any man, any woman. The standard is Jesus Christ, and we're all lining up to him. We're not lining up to people. And every one of us falls short of that. But understand this. This is very significant because 69%. Can you bring up that segment of Brody? So 69% of the Boy Scouts are sponsored by churches, or what they call churches in America.
Wow.
You know, and 69%. And in the southeastern part of the United States, 80% of the Boy Scouts are sponsored by what they call churches. And you know that we've learned that just because, you know, we had somebody that, you know, Brett was on the plane or flying out of New Orleans, and the lady was telling him, yeah, I'm fixing to go plant a church in New Orleans. And of course, so many people leave it there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he just, you know, God just kind of stirred his spirit about it, and he went started asking her a little bit more. She wasn't going to plant the Church of Jesus Christ. She was going to plant a spiritual, you know, demonic church, you know, in New Orleans. And so, but either way, in the context of what's happening is, this is what CBN News reports, is 69% of the Boy Scouts are sponsored by churches, people with value. They like the idea that Boy Scouts has these values that you learn during these values. And 80% in the Southeast are sponsored by them. There's about 3 million Boy Scouts, they say. And so I just want to encourage you to be in prayer. You know, be in prayer about this very, very important meeting tomorrow. And there's a lot of pressure on them. There's a ton of pressure on them in regards to, you know, are they going to please men or are they going to please God?
Right.
And it's a real tough thing to be in because normally at that time the pressure is so big. Because the whole thing is this, is why not start your own? I mean, why not start another organization? Why do you have to change the organization that's there? If there really is a demand for that, then you can have, you know, the your own particular scout type concept, you know, your Boy Scout, and just create this And since it's so popular, I mean, all these are going to join it. That's the thing about America. Why Why do we have to say that you have to change to adapt to me? Why don't I just start, because I'm in America, I can start my own.
Sure.
Or not do it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Any type of situation. But it's so much bigger than just what's going on. As a matter of fact, that the thing that we can't file, that the Brody file talks about on CBN News, he talks about that a very large percentage of Christians surveyed, I think it's around 69%, believe that the GBLT organizations are, their whole purpose is to remove God from our nation. Mm. Where if surveyed America, America feels like, I think it's around 20 or 23%. I don't have those stats right here. I thought we already had it available in the... I found Brody, CBN News.
All right.
This segment, you got to hear, this is what he was saying about, you know, how America views things. And what you do is you have the church views things one way, and then you take a survey. Anyway, listen up. This is Brody with the Brody File.
According to the Barna Group, did you know that 72% of evangelicals think the gay and lesbian community is the most active group trying to remove Christian values from the country? 72% believe that. That's compared with just 31% of Americans overall who believe that. You can clearly see the disconnect in those numbers.
And so it's specifically what they're finding out is that the church feels one way and the world feels another way. That's typical.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, I mean, with the Boy Scouts, you know, what are they going to do with the content? It's for God and country. I think their motto is, you know, for God and country.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question is, you know, what are they going to do with that?
Right.
And so we want to remember them in our prayers and know it's going to be really difficult. It's really difficult because when we've gone astray so much that your own personal astrayness can be used against you and leveraged against you to get you just to go all the way. And instead of saying, you know, even if I die, even if I'm persecuted, blessed is those that are persecuted for Jesus' sakes that are evilly, falsely accused. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, that we got to do what's right. It's the only way we're going to come out of this. And then, you know, you need to be able to do that. You can't make up your mind to do it. You got to make up your heart to do it. And you got to turn to God and read John chapter 15 and understand I got to have an abiding relationship with him. And he empowers us to do it. You know, there's no unique sin. You know, sin is sin is sin is sin. Mm-hmm. There's this religious mindset that certain sins will send you to hell and other ones will just send you to a lower level of heaven. You know, it's like, where in the that come from?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, how could that be? You know, it's either all bad or it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so bad that Jesus had to be nailed to the cross because of our sin. And so we can he dealt with the sin issue. And we all need him. You know, I was listening this morning to, I think, Toby Mac, and he was talking about that the longer he goes, the more he realizes that he's in need of a savior.
Mm.
You know, sometimes you just kind of go, oh, yeah.
That's right.
What was I doing? Where are you going? I'm going back to the cross.
Yeah, right.
Was this a stone? I know that wasn't
yeah,
a stone.
Right. No. And this is huge moments right now. Everything's under judgment. Things are happening one after the other. And you just go, my goodness, you know, when are we gonna wake up and realize all God wants from us is to say, listen, your way is right. Ooh. And even if it's a struggle, I mean, it's okay to struggle. It's okay, you know, God already knows about us. God already knows that we need him. While we were yet sinners, he died for us. So in the context of that, we know that we can just say, you know what, God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. All you have to do is say, God, I acknowledge where I am. It's different than where you say I need to be. And I've sinned and I've fallen short. And then come back to him and begin to just entrust him. As a matter of fact, the word wisdom moment today, we're going to talk from Proverbs chapter 5, and it's talking about our sexuality. You know, what do we do with that? What do you do with sexuality? Proverbs 5 talks about that. And it's a pretty important thing because, you know, PMS, power, money, and sex is a very, the components that the enemy really messes with the human race with. So what can we do? We can pray for the leaders of the Boy Scouts to hear from God, give them the grace to make a tough a decision and with and gracefully make a decision, because here they are, they're on a board, they're human beings, they've made mistakes. These kind of things happen, or that's where the enemy starts throwing up all your mistakes in your face when you try to do what's right. And so many people go ahead and go deeper into wrong because they're being threatened or reminded about the wrongs that they've done. It's amazing how Satan works like that. But, you know, just keep them in. That's tomorrow on February the 6th. They're going to be voting on that. You know, Steve was talking in Pittsburgh about he's riding somebody in one of the cars right there, and mm-hmm. he picked up this particular man. And he's talking to him about the Lord. You know, who is Jesus to you? Mm-hmm. Who is Jesus to you? And it was something very powerful. And then once they've talked for a while, and finally this man's name is Graft. He looked at Steve and he said, and Steve's telling me this, he said, it took me 41 years to make the 18-inch journey from my head to my heart.
Mm, yeah.
Mm.
It took me 41 years to make the 18-inch journey from my head to my heart. Listen,
wow.
You know, so often we're looking at God from the shoulders up, but he's looking to us from the shoulders down.
Yeah.
And walking with God has very little to do with your head. You'll find out quite often there's a battleground in your head trying to interfere with your walk with God. Mm. And so you have this battleground going on inside your head that kind of is trying to keep you away from that and all. And I think I found this at 69%. Yeah, I think I found that stat earlier. I'll go look at that in just a moment. But still, that
it's a journey nonetheless.
It is. It makes me think about
you got to get past and let it settle in your heart.
Well, you know, it reminds me of the 11-day journey for Israel, you know, going from captivity to the promised land. And it was a short journey, but yet it took them 40 years to make it.
Right.
You know, they say it was a 40-day journey. Some people say it's an 11-day journey. But he said, I'll give you 1 year for every day you complain. So I would say it's a 40-day journey.
Yeah.
And they got a year for it. Makes you wonder, Lord, how many days would you give us if we complained, huh?
Mm. Lord.
I gotta get like Pat. You know, does he not complain?
No, he just it's just quietly.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah, mm. Lord, forgive me for that. you ever complain so much that you actually hear yourself complaining and you get tired of hearing yourself complain?
That's bad.
It's really bad. It's like I can't stand here anymore. And you think, I know you can't stand here no more because I can't stand here anymore. Well, do something about it. Yeah, do something about it, and. Normally what's happening at that point, it's a warning sign that there's things we need to be able to do. But taking that, it took him 41 years to make the 18-inch journey from his head to his heart. Right now, America, the American church, we're in our head. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to move our relationship from our intellectualness, which is, you know, God's wisdom totally blows our intellect out of the water, and move it to our heart, move the Lord to our heart and our walk with him.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to make that journey quickly, because I don't know how many we're going to have 41 years to be able to make that journey.
Yeah, right.
It could be 41 days based on the things that we hear. Tomorrow we're going to be having Jonathan Kahn on with Harbingers, you know, an interview with him. Wow. And he has a new book out called His Companion. And it's going to just really help you. I mean, remember when they asked Jesus, they said, these towers... You know, when those towers fell, and they asked Jesus, did these towers fall on them because they mixed their blood or they sinned, basically? And Jesus said, unless you repent, you're going to burn in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Had nothing to do with these people who fell, but it mm-hmm. had to do with this, that it was a warning to them that life is not forever. That's what it was about. It was about when you see this thing hit, you realize mm-hmm. everybody should go, wait a minute, I could have been there. It could have been me. Where would I be if that was my last day?
That's right.
It was a warning sign to us. It was a warning. And we hear tomorrow in these harbingers that those twin towers, when they were hit, that was a, which means warning from God.
Mm.
These different warnings, the same warnings that took place to Israel right before they were invaded in their nation. People say, well, God's got a covenant with America. It's like, he has a covenant. He has a covenant with Israel. Have you followed the history of the Jews lately? He has a covenant with the Jews. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And so, the warnings, every one of these warnings to the T, to the month, to the day, is happening. Even to the point of this, they declare, most of what we'll hear, but when you declare, everybody declares Ground Zero, where the towers were on 9/11 when it was hit. If you go to your 1 year Bible and you look at it, almost every 1 year Bible under September the 11th has that Isaiah scripture. And it also has the psalm that says that that means Hamas. I mean, it just says everything.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And so we're going to talk more about it tomorrow. But listen, this is what this means. These are warnings. Warnings mean, the good thing about warnings is that he's warning us, meaning we can change our direction and repent. But the terrible thing about a warning is if we don't repent, this is about to happen. Mm. So we got a Y in the road here. You know, we can go left or we can go right. We can go with humility and repentance and acknowledgement that God's right, or we could just continue on our way, you know, throw out our chest, raise up our shoulders. And basically, they were just saying, Israel was saying, we'll just rebuild without God. Mm. And, you know, y'all's mayor in New York. I mean, he is just totally fulfilling prophecy after prophecy of saying, you know, he's flipping off God. Mm. He's literally just in your face, God. We'll build this thing without God. Mm. And that's what we're saying. We wrote back up this message. But I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body, because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe there, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to, and not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. Mm. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supply. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today, and God's bringing people to himself, and you know, basically people that have been inside something or heading out, and people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is, you need to go where God is calling you. And that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
That's right.
No matter, I mean, there's so many people, I mean, in history, there's, you know, God will give you a gift to be able to prophesy for others, but he won't let you hear for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's God will give somebody a gift of healing, although the healing follows all believers, and they can lay hands on other people and they're healed, but they themselves aren't healed. Because, and we talked about that, the power of God, you can go back and watch that on BFN TV maybe. I don't know if it's available. But understand that we need each other. And besides, that's how you're going to stay encouraged. You'll stay encouraged when you are around fellow believers who are like-minded, who love Jesus too, mm-hmm. who are talking about what God shared with them, and it's relating to what God shared with you. And as you guys share, it's just encouraging. And life has its ups and life has its downs, its ebb and its flow. And you can't just run to a body and demand something from it when you never were functioning in that body in the first place. And so many people do that. It's so funny that, you know, people just show up and they say, you know, we were checking around churches that we thought we'd want to be married at, or we wanted to get counseling at. And it's like, who are you?
Exactly.
Oh, don't worry. We'll pay you some money for it. It's like, where did that come from? What happened? What happened with all that? How did the church end up into being something of that nature? Or, you know, all of a sudden this tragedy hits, and these strange people show up knocking on a door they never even went through, you know, asking for help and not telling you. They're telling you what their problem is with an individual and their family or their marriage or something, but they've not telling you about themselves how it got to this point.
Right.
And you have to get together today and begin to relate today, serve each other today, let people know your heart today, prove yourself today. And everybody needs to prove their love towards each other in the body of Christ. Because when that day comes, the first thing the devil's going to do is he's going to put doubt in that relationship. He's going to put doubt, and he's going to begin to try to divide you from the very thing that you need. And if you've already built that fabric, you've already interwoven yourself together by the Holy Spirit, and you've carried each other's burdens and fulfilled the law of Christ, you loved each other, you ate together, you blessed each other, you blessed each other's children, and you love each other's children, even on their journeys. And so when stuff happens, and it does, then you know you have a place that you can go to where everybody knows your name. And it won't be just somebody who's just being nice to you because they're just trying to figure out what meanest thou this because you've knocked on their door. It's everybody's going to wrap around you. That entire body is going to have compassion over your situation. Mm-hmm. And they're going to relate to you. And you're not supposed to be at every place, but there's a place that you're called to be. There's a place that you're called to be. And this is what the Word of God says. He says, go to the place that I tell you to go. And there you fully function at that place. And just stand by there for the next orders that he's going to give you. But the whole time you're there, you don't hold nothing back. You're just fully there, fully present, fully functional, you know, fully submitted, fully covered. If anybody needs anything there, I mean, you're like the first person that jumps up and says, how can I help you? The pastor at that particular of that gathering or that church, you know, you're their best friend because you're the one that's going to jump up and you're going to say, this is where God's called me. So I'm here to help you out, whatever you need. And at times, they're going to minister to you, but there's times when you're going to minister to that pastor by just serving, helping him or her carry that load. And I'm telling you, it just brings such joy to you. That's what we're called to do. I mean, you're missing the joy of the Lord when you're missing the body of Christ. You're missing that wonderful thing of just kicking back with a sister in the Lord, kicking back with a brother in the Lord, loving on children, just spending that time together, you know, once a week maybe, where you just kick back. And then you see each other through the week, and it's a 24/7 thing, but there's an epicenter moment to everybody's week where we have those larger gatherings where we come together and just celebrate God and worship Him and learn the teachings, you know, dedicating ourselves to the apostolic teachings. And and I just want to encourage you, you know, I want to encourage you that you need to get connected to a church family. You know, begin to look around in your city, begin to pray, you know, and who that would be, and let God lead you. Welcome back to VFN Radio's first hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Pat and John. We were just talking about the Boy Scouts.
Wow, fantastic. You know, we had a chance to speak yesterday a little bit about Chris Kyle and the patriot that he was, and we just enjoyed that.
Wow, that was something, huh?
Yeah, that was something. I mean, America really lost a hero, and continuing to support. If you missed yesterday's program, you want to make sure to go to VFNTV.com and listen to the ex-Navy sniper who was murdered yesterday. It was tragic, over the weekend, rather. And he was helping. He was helping a war veteran that had post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right.
And, you know, we just continue to lift that family up. But a lot of our soldiers that have went through so many traumatic experiences in the war, and we want to support our troops and just say publicly, to affirm them, that we appreciate them. And we want to encourage everyone that's listening, reach your arm out. If you know a veteran, if you come across a soldier, see what you can do to help them. It's a great way to say thanks. It's really great.
And speaking of that, you know, I want to be able to, this Marine that finds God.
Yeah.
You know, make that available. Make that available to the VFN torch, because the answer is Jesus for everything. Because he can heal, he can deliver, he can set us free, and he understands even war, because he says in Ecclesiastes that the Word of God says in Ecclesiastes that there's even a time for war. And so it's not a peculiar thing. It's a thing that a season came for war, and we're grateful for you to be able that you made that decision to defend us and defend others.
That's right.
And I was just thinking about this young girl who was shot in the face because she wanted to go to school, get an education, and she's in European hospitals right now. And I was just talking with some military, and this is what he said while we were watching this story together. And he says, well, that's great, because people this lets people know that we're not crazy. This is exactly what's going over there and what we've been fighting for.
You know?
And for and so that women, you know, can have, you know, it's just like, come on. This is
hello, freedom and education. Come on.
Yeah. And it's important to understand that war is just ugly. It's just terrible. And that, you know, we don't who wants war? But the reality is, you know, seasons come and seasons go, and some seasons are in that area of war. And I've seen personally, you know, coming from law enforcement, you know, the same thing happens in law enforcement.
Yeah.
You go through these different things. I mean, every single night is another, or day, or whatever your shift you're working is another tragedy, more tragedy, 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 tragedy. That's what you do. And it just never, it never stops. And, officers quite often suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. And I really truly believe that ministers who are constantly going from hospital to family tragedy to, you know, burials to all these different things constantly. And then most report they're dealing with fights and arguments inside their fellowship. They don't have, I think 70% maybe, it said that they don't have one friend to sit down and share their life with. And so they're caught in this constant state of stress. And if you look at the definition of it, then, you know, I think in the next level, I really believe a lot of parents who love their children are fighting day and night. Every day is a war for, maybe that's you. Maybe you're listening right now. Every day is a war for you. It's a war. And it's like darkness has got a hold of your child or your children, and it's just pulling at them. And you could very well relate to a soldier in Afghanistan. You're thinking, how am I going to save these folks? They're held captive. And, and I don't know if they're on my side or they're on some other side, and you're battling and you're fighting for them and you're praying for them and you're trying to give God a counsel to them, but you live in this constant state of stress. I mean, you're putting on weight, you're taking medication, you're doing everything you can. You're literally about to just fall apart. Because you're living, if you look at definition of post-traumatic stress disorder, that's what you've been doing. You've been in this constant state of war and fight, and you're invested in it because these are your children. And so we all need to be very mindful of this because, and it's nothing unique. I mean, if you look back, I mean, look at Paul's ministry, and he's, you know, stoned and shipwrecked and
that's right.
You know, falsely accused, imprisoned. I mean, it's something that happens in our life. But if we acknowledge it and carry it to God and say, God, you know, I'm stressed out about all this. I'm just stressed. I don't know what to do. I've done everything I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're still not making an impact in Afghanistan, maybe you might think, or in my family or in your church that you're pastoring, your gathering that you're pastoring, that I think bringing that to the cross, say, Lord, you know that I need healing in this area.
Sure.
You know, times are refreshing. I mean, that's what the Lord really gave me this morning. I want to share with you guys in a little bit. Just times of refreshing come to us. And God said he will send those times to us. And you probably just need a time of refreshing from the Lord. What happens, that's just like everything is just new again. Yeah. Everything's just refreshed. And it's such a powerful, powerful thing to have those times of refreshing from the Lord.
Right.
And what he says is in Acts, I believe chapter 4, he says, or two, I don't have it in front of me at this moment, but he says that you, if you just repent like we're talking about, acknowledge the sin in our lives and say, Lord, forgive me, and get in right relationship with God, he says times of refreshing will come. And it prevents the problem that all of a sudden your walk with the Lord turns into just a whole bunch of do and do. It turns into
Acts 3:19.
Yeah, Acts 3, and kind of looking at when I'm actually talking to you at the same time. Not an easy thing for me to do.
Any
coordination.
That's why the answer is always the Lord. You know, that's why the answer, we can philosophize it and talk about it, but we need to ourselves and help others say, listen, we need to have a relationship with Jesus. He is the true healer.
Right, right. In times of refreshing, the Lord tells us that there are times of refreshing that come to us from him when we take a few simple steps of repentance, acknowledgement, that comfort comes from him. My prayer is that the Lord would pour out upon you these times of refreshing that break off the do and do, do and do, a little here, a little there feelings that come over you as you remain faithful to the Lord. And for your, to let you know that your faithfulness is not in vain and it will never be forgotten by God.
Wow. That's good.
Let me say it again. This is my prayer for you, that times of refreshing would come over you. The Lord tells us that there are times of refreshing that come to us from Him when we take a few simple steps. Those steps of repentance, just turning to Him. We wouldn't let everything go for God. And my prayer is that the Lord would pour out upon you these times of refreshing that break off the do and do. Okay, it's time to do again. You know, something was so sweet to you. Your walking God was so sweet to you. Your abiding time with Him was so sweet. But now it's just become a religious act, you know. You're just burnt out and you need refreshing. It's not what you're doing is wrong, but you cannot. You need a refreshing to be able to appreciate it again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's become do. And this is what Isaiah 28, 9 through 11 says. So your work, your desire, and your walk with God has become do and do, do and do, a little here, a little there. And I just pray those feelings would be broken off of you as you've remained faithful to the Lord. And for your faithfulness to understand it's not in vain. And you will, listen to this, God will never forget. It'll never be forgotten by God. It'll never be forgotten by God, your faithfulness to Him. And this is out of Hebrews 6:10, 1 Corinthians 15:58, Acts 3:19, and Isaiah 28, 9 through 11. Listen, this is a word for you today. Listen, nothing's wrong. You just need, maybe you need to get some things right with God that you hadn't dealt with. You just kind of, because it's become rigorous to you, you just kind of let some things creep into your life that shouldn't have been there. So you just got to repent and get that out of your life and out of your eyes and whatever. But then come to Him and expect Him to refresh you. The times of refreshing would come to you. And you don't need to change what you're doing in God. You just need to touch from God. And it no longer is going to be just some religious act anymore. It's going to be back to the intimacy with God. And I just pray that over you today and just bless you with that. Mindsets. We're going to be talking when we get back from this break about mindsets. And it's going to be a little funny possibly because somebody walked into the wrong bathroom, and I'm not going to tell you who it is. But I think you'll really enjoy the humility and talk about mindset. So we'll be right back after this break. So, my friend, I want to say too to those that are on the our Apple applications out there, make sure you go to iTunes and, you know, write a review. There's people, you know, they're going to be coming and they're looking and they're trying to find encouraging words and, you know, what they can. You know, I want something to listen to. I want something to view that's going to encourage me during these times. And, of course, we're getting feedback from all of a lot of our listeners and viewers that and new people will be coming from around the world. You know, we have all the way from Okinawa to Texas and throughout in Oregon
and
Africa. I mean, it's all around the world and America. And so they'll read your review. So go to iTunes, you know, type in VFN TV, and you'll find the application there. You can download it. But also, once you listen for a while, once you watch, then say, you know what, I'm going to write a review. And so other people, it's a way for you to help win people to the Lord, to encourage them to tune in to VFN Radio. I don't know if you actually found out about our newsletter. We have a newsletter now. It's called The Torch. And what this is about, it's about sending you and our listeners who subscribe to it on a weekly basis or biweekly or monthly, whichever one you desire, just let us know, what happened during that week. So many things happen in our life. We get so busy. And sometimes we forget or we want to share with our friends. Well, you can sign up today. You can subscribe today for The Torch. The Torch is the newsletter for the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program that we send out to you in your email an update. What happened that week? What happened with some of the segments that happened on VFN Radio? What were some of the things that were loosed on VFN TV? What's happening prophetically? It will come to you in your email if you sign up for The Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on subscribe and sign up for The Torch today so we can keep you informed tomorrow. That's VFNTV.com. You know, it's so exciting to think about that we personally can be a part of what God is doing in the season that we live. So often we look in the history books, we look at others and we say, look what they did and look what they're doing.
We found out that we can affect this generation. We found out through VFN TV and the Daily Radio program that there is a virtual stadium of an audience that joins us and stays with us 365 days a year. And we also found out the way that we can actually get them exposed to VFN TV and VFN Radio is through the social networking community. Over a billion people plus are involved in the social network community. And for a dollar, for a simple dollar, we're able to communicate with them. It kind of averages out to about a dollar based on what we presently know. That when we share it with them, they come and sit down in the stadium and they get to hear all the encouraging words, all the prophetic happenings, things that we're sharing to encourage them, but also draw them to Christ. Yes, Billy Graham did it for years in stadiums and did it wonderful, but we have a virtual stadium that stretches from as far as the east as from the west, and you can be a part of it. Partner today, go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. A dollar puts one person to see. Imagine $1 a month. That's 12 people in a year that you sat down that stays in the stadium. $5 a month. You're sitting 5 people in the virtual stadium. Or $100. That's 100 people a month that you're setting in this virtual stadium to be encouraged because we're partnering together to bring people to the light of Jesus Christ. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. Welcome back to VFN Radio's first hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Pat and John. Pat and John, you're not going to believe this. I'm not going to tell you who this person is, but I will say that his initials are Jill. The mindsets. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. But it's mindsets. It's so frustrating when we don't deal with our thoughts. We don't, that people talk about everything but their thought life, like God's not. I mean, Jesus said over and over again, knowing their thoughts, he said. Word of God says, knowing their thoughts, he said. Listen, God knows what we have need of before we even ask. Mm-hmm. And mindsets are just, it's amazing. You can tell, you got to deal with your mind. You're going to have to deal with your mind. You can't keep on having stuff go into your mind that is contrary to what God says and think that your body's going to line up. I mean, you're creating just turmoil for yourself when you're doing that, including allowing thoughts about yourself or thoughts about others that are the accuser or they're just whatever. There's not fruitful thoughts, you know, and he tells us about what we're supposed to be thinking about. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. And he tells us, listen, that our battlefield that we fight is not a battlefield in some land somewhere. It's not in a relationship somewhere. The battlefield is in our mind. It's in our mind. And that's where the enemy fires these flaming arrows of accusation, of doubt, and all these. I mean, all of a sudden, a thought just hits you out of the middle of nowhere. You know, Ephesians chapter 6 talks about that. Paul, he writes to the church of Ephesus but our faith and understanding, that's when we have to get in the Word of God. Our faith annihilates and destroys and demolishes those mindsets and those flaming arrows he fires all the time. We're not what we're being attacked with. But we are being attacked continually as long as we're in this life. We have to respond to that. And it makes me think about, you know, that we can just get such a mindset. And it's so cool to watch folks because you hear people just constantly talk about everybody, you know, and everything. And it never crosses their mind that they could be the issue. Huh. It just never, that, you know, their prayer life, their confessions, their angles, the way they deal with things. It never crosses their mind. They don't ever think, well, maybe it actually is you that is the issue. And it wasn't that person being wrong, but God was just separating the two of you, the 10 of you, the 20 of you, the 100 of you, because you were the one causing problems and all that. It's like a big,
You mean God would separate me? You know, the whole thing is never crosses the mind. And it's like, you know, you should always ask the question, Lord, is there anything that I need to do? And you'd be surprised. Oh, yeah. Wait for the answer. You know, wait for the answer. And, but he tells us, you know, we're in a war, but we don't fight with the weapons of this world. On the contrary, our weapons are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And strongholds are sentences that we're serving, mindsets, things, thoughts that came our way and became a part of our life. You know, demolishing them and destroying them and bringing every thought into obedience to Christ. I mean, that's what we're doing. It's literally, you know, how is your mind? I can tell you how your life is. You know, what's your thought life like?
Right.
And we'll just give you an example of this, you know, that I was caught up in just busy or whatever, and I was going into the Cracker Barrel restaurant at one of the Cracker Barrels. There's one every 5 feet in America. And I was in a meeting, I guess, or something, and so I was going to go to the restroom. You're not going to believe this. So I go to the restroom, but I was in my zone. What's that?
We might believe this.
Yeah. You know, I'm in that zone, right? In the zone. And just kind of, you know, knocking that out and getting back. And at that time, there was things going on that they were talking about, you know, integrating the sexes and there's no difference between men and women and we're all, all the stuff was going on. And I didn't even look at the door. You know what I'm saying? And I opened up the bathroom door and I thought, my goodness, now they've taken away all the things that we know they're in men's bathrooms, right? And it was like a whole bunch of rooms or something. You know, I'm like, I was just couldn't believe. I'm like, my goodness. I was just so distraught. I'm thinking, they've even changed our bathrooms. And so obviously I had to go into a closet, and I'm in a closet. And next thing you know, I hear this lady's voice.
You hear what?
I hear this lady's voice. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm trapped. I'm in this closet. Oh my goodness. What do I do? Dear God, I need a word. I need a word. You know, because you're like little rooms and stuff. By the way, you don't know this. There's little rooms in there. And you're like in your own little room, and it's like, what do I do? And of course, it's Cracker Barrel, 10 trillion people. And this is obviously sometime back because I read the doors now. I don't care what's going on. I even rubbed the braille. Okay, yeah, that's the men's. And so I waited for silence. And I booked it out of that puppy and came in there and just went totally just try to block it out of my mind. And by God's grace, CNN wasn't outside the door. Explain this. I can't tell. I have no idea. And of course, all the people around me go, it can happen. It can happen. And so, but the mindset was I wasn't in the wrong place. The mindset was they've changed what was. But the issue was not where I was. The issue was me, because I was thinking, I literally went through all these processes going, I can't believe they removed all the male things, you know, we don't talk about where they are, you know, from the walls and stuff. It's like, I can't believe it. We got to sit down for everything. No, anyway. And, and of course I realized that at that one moment when I heard somebody's voice, and you can see nobody, you can't see anybody because it's like different rooms. And, but you could hear, it's like, oh my gosh. And there's like, all those thoughts were wrong. Every bit of it was wrong. And it's very, very important, because so many people live their lives like they're sitting right in the middle of something and you're discerning it totally wrong and you've made up your mind and all of a sudden you're going to hear the voice of the Lord and you're going to realize, you know, this is wrong. I need to do what's right. And this mindset, I just had this mindset and I was, you know, focused and wasn't, you know, paying attention where I was going through. And a lot of different restaurants have different names. They put the lady's name on the male's door and vice versa, Padres and all that kind of stuff. But the reality is that you can just get a mindset. You can just get a mindset that you're never thinking outside the box. So which means this, you have to pay attention to what's going on around you. You have to constantly be outside of yourself. And there's some folks, you know, that was a moment. There's some folks, they live inside themselves. They are a law unto themselves. Everything, they're the epicenter of all happening. And how that brief moment that I had, they literally live in that moment. And they never crosses their mind that the world's not built around them. And that every thought that they're having is not necessarily, you know, God's thought. And think about that how important that is. That's just so important, because if we're wrong, we need to know we're wrong. But if we're not open up to the fact, he says, listen, we know in part and we prophesy in part, which means you got to find out who has the other part. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to find this out. You got to be open to counsel. You got to be open to have people around you. You want to hear, this is something we say often, what is God saying to you? Mm-hmm. We want to hear from other ministers and other believers, you know, what God's saying. We don't ever say that he's only saying what I'm saying or what someone else is saying. We're saying this is part of what God is saying. Mm-hmm. And that mindset, I was so convinced when I walked in there that they totally remodeled the men's restroom. Totally remodeled it. Mm-hmm. Didn't cross my mind. I went reluctantly in one of those closet things, and it didn't dawn on me. So I heard a different kind of voice, and I'm like, oh my goodness. Thank God that we did not see each other. Just God laughing at me as I'm booking out that door. But listen, don't get that kind of mindset. Don't be caught down thinking that, you know, you are always right. You know, be open to being wrong. Believe it or not. Believe it or not, Pat's been wrong more than once.
More than once?
More than once.
Frequently.
Wow. Yeah, we don't have that kind of airtime right now. But seriously, I mean, that was just really, really embarrassing. And when you get back and look at your life, and if you've been living your life like that, other people can see those moments in your life, and they can see how, they said, aren't you, you know, quite often we've said to people like, aren't you embarrassed? Right. And they go like, nope.
No, it didn't cross my mind.
It never crossed their mind, you know. It never crossed their mind because they...
Not a little pink in the face?
No. Not a little pink in the face or nothing, because no. It never crossed their mind that they could be wrong. How they're perceiving you, how they're perceiving what God's doing. And it's just amazing. And it's how foolish that looks. Mm. What happened to me? It's happening every day. Every single day with God's people. And we have to be open to what God is saying. And if you're only hearing from yourself, if you're only hearing from yourself and you're not hearing from others, and this is really dangerous because based on a lot of statistics that we have that I don't have in front of me right now, a lot of ministers are only hearing from themselves. Mm. Because I remember in the traditional sense, you'd ask people, what's God saying to you? And they go, absolutely nothing.
I have no idea.
Everything that they're hearing then comes from that one man or woman of God that's ministering. It's like, so you need to have relationships with other ministers so that you can hear more holistically what God is saying, mm-hmm. and be open to people looking at you and going, dude, you are in the ladies' bathroom with this word. This is not a God word. This is not a God word. God didn't change everything. God's still merciful. God is providing a way out. Yes, you know, calamity could happen, but listen, God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at bfntv.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at bfntv.com. You're listening to BFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.